And now, back to the Grillin' Guys Show.
Welcome back. You are listening to Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. And hey, we're doing a little spring planning. And anytime anybody talks to me, and I think Barbecue Bob's the same way, we get a lot of questions this time of year about what new equipment should I be buying and what are the coolest things, and I like to do this or I like to do that. We just talked to George Boyd at Golden's Cast Iron. He's making Kamado grills that are indestructible. Buy one, you'll have it the rest of your life.
American made.
And now we're going to go over to the pizza oven side. Bob, we got a guest, right?
Yes, that's right. And Chad is on the grilling line with us right now. He's from Hearth Products and Controls, I believe is what HPC stands for.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Hearth Products Controls.
Yeah, and I used to buy controls from them years ago. Jop, you even used some of them on a certain patio we did. So
I thought that incident was out of control, so I'm not sure we used his stuff.
So anyway, tell us about Forno de Pizza.
So Forno de Pizza is HPC's new line of hybrid pizza ovens. And by hybrid pizza oven, it offers both gas and wood-burning options. And we're able to do that with HPC's electronic ignition controls. So you literally push a button, the fire starts. You're able to bring the wood up to temperature faster, so versus a conventional wood oven or a conventional gas oven that really doesn't give you that woody, smoky flavor. This kind of combines the best of both worlds.
And if your temperature's dropping a little, it'll kick on gas to boot it up?
Absolutely. So you can fully adjust the height of the flame. So, you know, typically once you're up to speed, you can turn that electronic ignition off, but as you're potentially smoking something or grilling something, you can certainly fire it back up, and it's there in an instant.
Well, what caught my eye is I noticed that this thing was initially it came from Grand Haven, Michigan, and I kind of remember talking to the guy who started it at some point in time. I mean, it was familiar to me, but I'm not sure it's the same company. But how long has this thing been in production?
So I do believe you are talking about the same person. This was started in Grand Haven, Michigan. HPC acquired the company. We officially moved production down to Dayton, Ohio in March, and we've started selling these April 1st to our dealer, distributor, and e-commerce network that we have established in the industry already. So they've been around since 2008 when Yugo originally started it.
Where do we find this online? If I want to, I'm curious. Now, Bob did a little bit of research and contacted you. I've not seen it yet. I'm just
sure.
Tell me the website where I can find information on this, please.
Okay, you're going to want to go to hpcfire.com.
Okay, great. Great.
And then you can, from there, you can search for Forno de Pizza.
Yep. Okay.
Or go to the outdoor dining section, and that's going to take you right to it.
Okay. So, my question to you is this a one size fits all? Are there different models? How's that work?
So we have three different models. All the sizes of the hearth and the dome are the same, but you have the Forno series, which comes on a cart, so it's portable. You have the Villa series, which allows you to build it into your kitchen countertop, outdoor kitchen countertop, and it would come with a flange to mount it.
Makes sense.
Or you have the Dinopoly design, and that's more of the do-it-yourself type finish. So it will come with a fully enclosed Hardy backer board, allow you to put it into, you know, maybe you're totally redoing everything and you want everything to match. That's where that would come into play.
Yeah, makes sense. Makes sense. So these are serious units. You're not messing around here. These are beautiful.
Oh, they're
absolutely.
So incredibly well built too. I love the tile work on the outside of them.
Well, it's funny you bring up the tile work. So with it being the glass mosaic on the outside, it makes it every oven being unique. So it's not, you know, stamped out of the factory or anything. It's hand laid on every oven we do. So as you can imagine, not every single one is going to be the same. So there's a unique design for every oven that comes out. We offer six different color glass as well as a custom option as well.
So you said you've got a dealer network out there, right? And you both online and physical locations. What's the lead time on one of these things?
Lead time currently is about 1 to 2 weeks because we're doing all the manufacturing here in Dayton, Ohio. We're pouring the refractory, pouring the molds, doing all the stainless steel hearths and things here. As we get more efficient in it, we hope to get those lead times down sooner. But then the flip side of that is demand has been pretty high for it so far. So we're pushing the limits with my production guys out there. So
yeah, cool.
They want us to slow down, but as a sales guy, I don't want to slow down.
Nope, I wouldn't either. So what is it like to clean these things? Because you're mixing a gas fuel and a wood fuel. Gas burns efficiently, but the wood leaves an ash. Because I'm looking at it, and there seems to be one opening, and it's on the front end, right? Is there an opening on the back? Maybe I'm just looking at the wrong picture.
No, that you are correct. It's right out of the front. So we sell some accessory packages and kits, and typically with that, it comes with a brush, an aluminum peel, some dough rolling sheets, some aluminum pans. But, once your fire is all done and everything's cooled out, you basically take the brush and just brush the ash right out of the front and kind of dispose of it as you see fit there. But once all that wood's burned down, it's, just a little bit of ash that's left over, and you just got to clean that out.
Very cool. You just tuned in, you're listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network, and we're talking right now with Chad Ewing from HPC about Forno de Pizza, which, wood-fired pizza ovens are the rage. And this one is, from the looks of it, like about the best-built, authentic one you could possibly want. And it's made right here in the States. So that's very cool.
So I got a question, Chad, because this is for the serious pizza guy. You're making an investment in this. I'm looking $7,000 to $10,000, depending on which one you look at. What's the warranty on this thing?
So it has a 2-year warranty on them currently. And then the electronic ignition on those is a 3-year warranty.
Very good. So can this thing be used and kept outside, or do I need to keep it undercover?
It can be used and kept outside. Obviously, in the wintertime, we do have covers and such made for them. But, my boss, the CEO at HPC, he had one out all winter. He didn't cover it, and we still use that thing on a daily basis.
Yeah, I can see why. Now, it's just not pizza, right? You can use that for searing meat. You can make breads. This is a very versatile outdoor oven, right?
Absolutely. You can bake in it. You can smoke in it. You can grill in it. We do a series on YouTube that shows a bunch of different recipes. So if you want to check out the HPC Fire Inspired YouTube page, it shows all those recipes, and there's some delicious things on there that are going to make your mouth water.
That's awesome. Awesome. Well, listen, congrats on the new product launch, and we'll be rooting for you on the sidelines.
I appreciate the time, guys.
Yeah, all you right. Bet. That is Chad Ewing from HPC, Forno de Pizza.
Yeah, you know what? I guess I better get to work because I got to save some nickels to pay for a $9,000 pizza oven, but
it's gorgeous.
It's gorgeous, and it would like cap off your backyard cooking. And there's a lot of guys that are that into it. I am.
Oh yeah.
I just gotta, you gotta make it a priority to do that. But
yep. Next house.
Yeah, next house. All right. Coming up next, Cinco de Mayo. That's the air tool of the Mexican world. But we're gonna do Cinco de Mayo, and we're gonna talk to you in a minute.
Fenn Valley Vineyards, located on the shores of Lake Michigan in Fennville, Michigan, 45 minutes south of Grand Rapids. It's one of the most beautiful, most picturesque vineyards in North America. This family's been making wine for over 40 years. You have to bring your friends and family to the tasting room and experience pure Michigan wine, Fenn Valley Vineyards.
Hi, this is Shasta with Old World Olive Company. I want to personally invite you to visit one of our tasting rooms and sample any one of our certified extra virgin olive oils or aged balsamic vinegars. My knowledgeable staff can show you hundreds of pairing combinations. We also offer seasonings, tapenades, and specialty wines to complete your meal. So please, step into my kitchen and make a lasting memory of your own. Or you can visit us at theoldworldoliveco.com.